Welcome back to this new episode of Cyber Rights Movement. In this episode, I, Amitabh Sharma, the founder of Cyber Rights Movement, will take you through the very concept of threats and the very idea of our financial security, our financial ecosystem under tremendous threat of cyber violations. The entire financial structure of human civilization, the banking system, the money-making system or the money currency system is already under tremendous pressure. We have seen the 2008 recession. We have seen how it impacted the countries around the world. Not only it was limited to United States of America. We have seen how the crisis in Greece, how the crisis in Italy and Portugal and Spain impacts the whole Europe. We have seen one of the prominent reasons behind the Brexit or behind the rise of Donald Trump to the presidency is directly linked with economic security, directly linked with economic sovereignty. And the financial system today is under tremendous load. It is under tremendous internal contradictions. Add to that is the rise of cyber attacks. These threats can be understood into three segments. These threats can be explained from three ways. First, the internal, then the external, then the threats emerging out of dealing within these systems, the intra-system threats. The first threat is the internal threat. What we have seen that the financial manipulation being done through cyber algorithms, through softwares, and which serve certain interests, which serve certain special interest groups. This has largely occurred due to poor, pathetic regulations. Because of the fact that cyber arrived, we have seen the problems which were earlier also present, but which could not be seen by the stakeholders, whether they are from the government or the political system or the establishment or the citizen or the journalist. They cannot see it because it is such vast in nature, it's quite vast in nature, and it could not be easily fathomed. But what we have seen is that it is being easily gamed by using political process. All the major stock exchanges are today under immediate direct threat from cyber forces. These cyber evil forces gives no consideration to the archaic, to the primitive security measures being installed by these banks, these financial stock markets, these commodity exchange hubs or these commodity exchanges. All the foreign banks, all the federal or all the reserve banks, all the central banks are under threat because their very process of securing themselves is industrial or is in the primitive level compared to the cyber forces. Using the concept of social engineering, using the concept of emerging threats being applied to financial domain, we have seen the threats going from one point to another. Massive data breaches, massive ATM hacks have occurred throughout the world, and pathetically, poorly supported police forces, law enforcement agencies have failed to secure and provide security to the financial resources. This is the internal system. Internal scenario, no regulations, no control of what is happening, inside what domain, who is in charge, nobody is aware who is in charge. The stock exchanges, the financial markets, whether it is in United Kingdom, whether it is in United States, whether it is in European Union, whether it is in Asia, whether it is in India or China, these are totally under the mercy of internal contradictions, internal manipulations, and poor to non-existing regulatory frameworks. This is the internal scenario. This scenario is easily exploitable and has been repeatedly exploited, and the cases relating to ATM breaches, data theft, or the privacy theft, we have seen it. Now I'm coming to the external problem. The external problem concerns with what actually is a financial system. Whether financial system is an industrial era system, or whether financial system is an agriculture era system, or whether it is an cyber era system. The emergence of blockchain, which is actually nothing but a distributed ledger, which maintains unique data repository, which maintains unique identity of each and every transaction through the network, which cannot be easily manipulated, and systematically, which is strong and sound enough to maintain repository, maintain an idea of each and every transactions occurring inside the system. The emergence of blockchain and the cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and other kinds of currencies will take the whole ecosystem of financial management to its downfall. The entire financial ecosystem will collapse within the very short period of the next decade, and it will happen even before 2020. The very massive and large strength of Bitcoins and the Bitcoin driven ecosystem will clearly explain to all the naysayers and the critics that the very criticism you are providing against is archaic. What I am trying from cyber rights movement to insist is that we can use blockchain to protect, we can use blockchains to protect the cyber security aspects dealing with information, dealing with security, dealing with persons inside the financial ecosystem. The very process of maintaining the financial ecosystem is too old, too weak, too pathetically competent to survive the onslaught to be carried on or to be carried, or which is being still carried by the digital forces. So this, the second external problem, the first was the internal problem, the second was the external problem. The external problem can only be tackled by a regular, gradual, graduated introduction of blockchaining methods. Already, we have sanctioned a report, a detailed white paper regarding the impact of blockchain in this type of para, in this type of areas. It is up to the decision makers, the bankers, the chief executive officers, the prime ministers, the presidents, and the political leaders to take the decision whether you want to secure the financial system, without which the entire civilization will collapse. Now, the third point is the interaction, the interface between the internal system and the external system. The interface between internal system and external system is where the devil lies now, because the banking system is very vulnerable. The banking system has already lost the public credibility. The political elites and banking chief executive officers, the bankers, the investment bankers, the high net worth individuals have all lost the public credibility, and that has led to a sense of no one will believe now. You cannot earn belief and faith and trust in the system. The entire monetary system is being hacked by using industrial ways. Massive funds in billions dollars, in high billions to low trillions, are being parked in offshore accounts in Switzerland. It's being parked in dependencies of the British King and British Empire, and in various jurisdictions around the world. That money, that massive fund amount, or that massive funds belong to the people. But what we have seen is the total failure of the regulatory system in various countries and various jurisdictions to secure it. This money has led to the rise of insurgency, terrorism, smuggling, counterfeiting, and all kinds of goods in the shadow economy. What we must do is that this money has also percolated down into the political manipulation game. No country's election process is secure. From this, we can say what would be the case of any other financial system. With this last point, I'd like to conclude you that we are going to talk in further details, in more precise details, about the rise of blockchain, how blockchain is going to impact the cybersecurity mechanisms, how the internal security must be ensured, how cyber rights of every individual, of every customer, of every buyer, of every voter must be protected. All the banks in any jurisdictions have failed to develop a comprehensive cyber policy to safeguard data. We are residing inside the credit cards, residing inside each accounts, and 90% of the money we see in the world today is not physical money, it's electronic money. It is being transmitted from one point to another using cyber and digital pathways, which can be easily manipulated. I demand attention from all the bankers sitting in central banks, all the finance secretaries, or all the financial ministers, or ministers dealing with, or leadership, or executives dealing with the treasury department, to pay close attention to this problem. The very level of the problem suggests clearly that old ways and means of checking and counter-checking will not protect the system. At citizen rights movement level, at cyber rights movement level, it is our duty for creating the situation and scenario so that this discourse, this debate, this fundamental proposition that cyber security or lack of cyber security thereof is the most important point. If we want to secure, which definitely we want to secure, our financial systems from the cyber threats, from the cyber anti-ecosystems or the cyber manipulation, we must first secure the banking code, the banking rules, and we must develop a sufficient software system or a sufficient cyber code so that our financial system can be secured. And blockchain is one of the many such features that will enable us to grow our defenses against repeated invasions by the cyber enemies. Thank you so much. Till then, take care, take your time, do write your comments, give me your ideas, give me your suggestions. I'll be more than happy to talk with you regarding these issues, and we'll be happy to carry forward. We are at a nascent stage. We need more followers, more volunteers, more individuals that can support us, that can take the message to each and every corner of the world. We need to have audience with all the top decision makers of the world. If you do not take decision now, sir, your very system will be under total sabotage, or it will be taken over like the smartphone took over the dumb phone. Thank you so much. This is Amitav Sharma from Cyber Rights Movement signing off. Take care.